Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I
could be. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is August 9th, 2012.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Episode 437. Final thoughts go to heaven.
Number. You guys love that, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, good. We like it when you're uncomfortable.
So I just wanted to start out on the Foul Monkeys podcast fan page.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Facebook fan page?
Yeah. You put somebody put a post on here about someone missing.
Did you?
Do you know him?
No.
Do you want to talk about it?
I do not know him. Well, hopefully he'll be found before this episode comes out. But let me go back to it. No, just a bunch of people were posting this that I do know on Facebook who mm-hmm. this is a friend of theirs and a really dear friend of them.
Okay.
But apparently he had car trouble in the Mojave Desert.
I like the Desert better.
Desert. And he and his dog are missing.
Yeah, I was reading the article and he was on some medications because he's getting chemotherapy. And his family is saying that the medications may have confused him. So now he's lost. And it's like hot there, right? I'm pretty sure it's hot. Like, if you don't have water, you're in trouble.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's hot.
Okay. So we hope he gets found.
Yeah.
I also like on the Facebook fan page, when you post something like, we could really use some iTunes reviews and 12 people like it, but there are no reviews.
First of all, it's 3 people.
Whatever. I multiply by 4. Everything's always times 4.
And I'm checking, and it's probably people. Oh, Ed Chain, yeah, recently left a review. I don't know about Kyle and Allie.
Wait, where? Where does it say that?
You touch the 3 people who liked it, and it opens up who are the people that
liked it. Oh.
And I just know that Ed has because, you know, we've talked about him.
He has. Kyle has, and Allie has. So now we, you know.
So wait,
thank you guys for leaving.
God, asshole.
Sorry.
You're basically like, fuck
no wonder people stop listening to the
show. Exactly, fuck you for participating,
right.
Is really what you just said.
You know what? I'm just not going to say anything. No one fucking loves me.
Everyone loves Bill.
Oh.
It's probably, we should pause.
It's probably Mark. Well, that was listener friend Mark was just stopping by to pick up some shit that he left our house.
Yeah, and we had like a 15-20 minute discussion on movies.
And specifically on Batman, because he'll be seeing it for the 3rd time this weekend.
And did you know?
No, 4th time. No, and 4th time.
Did you know that there was a show that was going to be for Aquaman called something Coral Reef? And it was not good, so they turned it into Green Arrow.
That's not quite the story that we talked about or what happened, but
It's kind of how it came off, though.
No.
Not going to lie.
It was first, and then... Are you talking about the attitude?
No, that's kind of how it came off to us. We're not understand what you were talking about, and then you're like, and then Smallville, and blah, blah, and we're like, what? And then you're just like, well, Green Arrow's in Smallville, and we're both Ricky and I are like, the fuck if we knew?
I think that's pretty common knowledge. It's a WB show.
I've never seen Smallville, so I know that it's about Superman, but that's all that I know.
Well.
We have a visitor or something going on?
No, just walking.
What smells like flowers?
My fart.
I lit a candle.
Oh, okay. When did you light the candle?
When I opened the door.
For our listener, friend Mark.
Oh, okay.
So this show is brought to you by Drew Barrymore's new Pinot Grigio, by the way.
Which, the bottle is ugly.
I like the...
It could be better. I expect
I don't
more.
Disagree, but I like the kind of typography
classiness.
Of it. It's actually a little sweeter than I expected.
It needs to be a little more like gold foil or something.
Oh.
It needs to be more like... It needs to be like Barrymore ghetto.
It needs to be lispy.
Barrymore ghetto. No, yeah. I don't...
It needs her to have a finger coming off.
No,
of it.
Her thing at the very back is like she's trying to do homage and respect to her family. I don't think that it needs to be ghetto.
It needs to have a
list. It's okay. That's all right.
Maybe the one that's called Drew, that's actually hers. That's not, you know, like, this is my family wine.
Oh, okay. So she has a couple different kinds?
No, I'm just saying, if she did,
then she should have one called Drew.
She could have fun with that one.
And it should have, like, all of Charlie's Angels on it.
Right, because that's the only thing that she's done.
I love those movies.
Yes, I do too. I wish they would have made more.
They were in talks to make the third one, but I don't know what happened. But they were so, like, retarded, but they were awesome.
So speaking of movies, mm-hmm. did you know that they're remaking Child Play?
No.
Yes. Yes,
what else are they looking about remaking?
I saw another remake that they're making. Twilight?
When I posted that, I'm like, I cannot believe it. They're considering remaking the Saw franchise. Yeah. We just had the last
remaking
one.
Remaking it or updating it? Like a new Saw 9?
Starting it over.
Wasn't that only in 2001 or something? No. Like it started?
I thought isn't there 9 of them?
There's 7, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the last one is kind of the we jumped the shark one because it was 3D.
Yeah, but I watched it not in 3D because I didn't watch it in the theater. I actually think I own it.
I have all of them.
Wasn't that part of? I'm thinking that was part of my movie stuff last year.
Mm-mm. We didn't watch any Saw movies.
Oh, we didn't. Okay, maybe we'll do that this year.
We should make Saw night.
It was 2004,
and it'll be nice because I actually get off work early and I can get here, and I live close.
Yes. Hopefully some non-Wonder Bras will actually come this year.
Well, we had a few. Well, every time I was here, there was no one here that was not in the group, right? Oh, hey.
Sorry.
I don't think I met anybody new. Oh, the guy from the band, Germ. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I met him.
The Chicago Cap.
And that was interesting because the next day, when I was talking Eric plus one
mm-hmm.
on the train, I was telling him about whoever. He's like, oh my God, we totally hang out. So that was kind of interesting.
Weird.
Whoa. Oh,
excuse me. I don't know what happened there.
That sounded a little kinky.
I was like, I forgot to breathe, but I breathed.
I breathed.
So do we want to talk about Batman? Yeah, I mean, I know we just talked about it, but.
It's been out a while, so people probably.
I don't know. Do we need to talk about Batman?
Well, I was just saying. I'm like,
are there any movies?
It made me depressed.
Are there any movies that you want to watch that are coming out that you know of?
See, that's the bad thing is I need some. Maybe you guys can help me with a
sure
or something. And like what you were saying, how you wanted a reliable source for scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
I want a reliable source for movies in general. Except I don't want to have to go to Apple iTunes and watch them from there. Because they don't always have all the movies that I want to see.
What do you mean?
Like, I want to go to an app that says these movies are coming out in 5 weeks and let you see the trailers.
Technically, any of the sites like Fandango, for instance,
uh-huh.
Well, you can see these are movies out this week, movie out this week. And if you look at the profile, it almost always has a link and or an embedded trailer. Because you can actually look by week about the information.
Because I don't know any movies coming out because I don't watch TV. So
yeah, I do have to admit because of my iPad when I'm on a conference call or in between and I'm bored and I can't.
And you can't look for microphones.
No, because I can't do that on my. I'm not going to look on microphones on here. No, I don't like purchasing things from here. And
why?
It's easier to browse on my computer when I'm trying to do
research.
I buy
all my Amazon stuff on here.
When I'm trying to do research for a mic, I want a bigger screen so I can actually read the fine print instead of Zooming and whatever.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I like the Apple trailer app.
I like it.
For at least getting an idea of what's coming. You know, that's where I found the new Wizard of Oz.
I want to see that.
Which looks
really
fantastic.
But I also want to see a remake of Wizard of Oz.
You know what?
But in the same kind of.
I have a feeling that would be the next one.
You think they'll make it?
I think this is a prequel, with the books.
IMDb does this for you.
It does?
What?
Mm-hmm.
It shows all the movies that are coming out.
Oh, on the main page? Or do you have to sign up? I don't want to sign up for anything.
No. Well, I'm looking at it right now.
I know they're coming out with a Paranormal Activity 4.
Yes, I will say the trailer is interesting. But yes, I couldn't believe it either already, especially.
I haven't seen any of them in theater since the first one.
There is a movie that I'm really excited about because it looks really awful. But it's called Iron Sky. And it's basically like when we defeated the Nazis, they somehow got in a spaceship and have created the secret colony on the dark side of the moon. And then they come back to take over the Earth. And the president.
The Nazis?
Yes. Nazis from space. And the president is a Sarah Palin lookalike and act-alike.
Oh. I love it already.
And she has a treadmill in the Oval Office that she's working out on. And next to her desk is like a stuffed wolf howling and a stuffed bear.
So they're making fun of her.
Have to be. I was like, oh, this is hilarious.
Because they have a movie out called Zombie Nazis or Zombie Nazis. Have you seen that? It's a German movie.
No, it's called Dead Snow, and I own
it. Oh, okay.
But yes.
It's in my queue, but I haven't watched it. Because is it like stupid or scary? Or stupid scary?
It's stupid scary. It's hilarious. Oh, okay. There are some really good one-liners.
Nine!
And what's nice is actually a fat boy. My favorite part was it that the fat boy doesn't die like first. Uh-huh. He actually has sex with the hot chick in the outhouse.
Ew.
Either right after he took a dump or then she takes a dump afterwards. And then she, of course, dies by a zombie who's in the pooper.
Oh, I'll have to watch it now.
And no, you did see Tucker and Dale with us. We've watched that a couple other times.
Because we saw Human Centipede 2.
Yes.
After that, which I don't ever want to see that movie again.
Well, there's one more, the final sequence.
Oh, there's a third one?
Yep, it comes out next year, I believe.
Is it going to, do you think they'll play at the same movie theater again?
Oh, God, I'm sure. The music we'll box plays all kinds of those awful things. You know, they're kind of an arts film.
That movie was, my friend Allison was so disturbed by it. She goes, I don't even have words for that movie. I am so disturbed.
We all felt dirty afterwards. Ugh. That and I've never, I mean,
awkward.
Kevin's response, I think, was the most precious. He was like appalled. Like, he wanted to go to church. He was appalled with humanity. It was like, he was really upset, like,
right.
Angry at how bad that moved, like, how awful it was. And
it was weird.
Have you seen, you need to look up the trailer for Cloud Atlas.
Cloud Atlas.
It looks fantastic.
Is it scary?
No, it's not a horror film. Oh. It's more of like a, well, I'd say a sci-fi, but not sci-fi as in the future spacey sci-fi, but sci-fi as in the, you know, it's kind of a science fiction throughout time future.
So is it like Star Trek? Because I don't want like that.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Is it like Battlestar Galactica?
It's based on a book.
I like that.
I guess, which I need to read, but it's more like about people whose lives are connected through lifetimes, you know, almost like a past life type stuff where you keep finding each other or you keep interacting with the same type of people. But
is it sad?
It looks like it has potential to be.
I can't do that.
But it has Tom Hanks in it. I think that was Tom Hanks.
I think I need to do a cry movie soon.
I know you did say that you were thinking that it was a Big Fish night coming up.
Yeah.
I asked him. Since, you know, he proposed to me all and we're supposed to be getting married because we're engaged.
Ricky, you know we're engaged,
we got that,
right?
Yes.
And
your pictures are in a park.
Are you going to keep bringing that up, are you?
God, who does that? If we're engaged, we might as well.
I guess I need more people to defriend on Facebook.
But you see me every week, so it doesn't matter if you defriend me.
Well, that's true, because I don't really need to be your friend on
and
Facebook.
And I have your number, I can text message
you. Actually, we'd probably
have two stops away from
you. We would probably have more to talk about if we defriended each other on Facebook.
That's true.
You're like,
let's ponder.
Let's not defriend. Let's just, like,
block
postings. Because we don't want rumors started in the podcast world about, you know, how the threesome has gone down because
our triad
has broke up because I wasn't part of the engagement.
No, we're going to wait until you're not invited to the wedding, and then we'll have the one show afterwards where you're like, I wasn't going to do this, but God damn it, why wasn't I invited to the wedding?
Awkward.
I think maybe Ricky should be the ring bearer. You know, like you're like,
the ring
like
bearer?
The ring bearer.
Gay.
Flower girl.
No. I don't want to be a flower girl.
So do you listen to, this is a silly question, do you listen to Satisfier? Okay.
Not recently, okay. But I do have him on my new podcast app. He is on there.
But, is that the new one from iTunes?
Yeah, it's kind of shitty.
I agree, but I was curious if there was a better one.
Because sometimes there is a show, and then, oops, it's not a show.
But. So he has a sponsor now.
Who?
Stater Fair.
What's the sponsor?
It's a lube brand, and it's a lube that supposedly has the consistency of cum.
Oh my gosh, gross.
I'm grossed out already.
And I'm a little grossed out too, but since
Wait, what kind of cum?
I don't know. I don't know the consistency. He said it actually works rather well. Yes, because the two of ours is very different.
Yeah.
He's been giving it out.
Describe.
Well, mine is very...
Mine's thick, chunky, and tapioca-like.
Yours is?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, it's like... I don't think your cum is supposed to be like bubble tea. Oh.
I did read online that if there's like bubbles in your cum, then you've been doing like meth or...
So all of a sudden you're like, oh my god, there's bubbles in my tea. Who gave me meth?
Did I talk this about on the show? I think it was in Minnesota that the cops were asking people to do drugs on the street, and they're like, oh yeah, I do marijuana. And they're like, oh no, we want you to do like harder stuff, like cocaine and meth.
Why?
I guess to see and watch and observe them. Like they take them to an environment where they are able
so they're
to
like
observe
studied.
Them. Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, what?
Well, did I talk about this last time? I watched a show, it's on YouTube, and this like college kid decided to go to the dog show, like the huge dog show they have in New York City, and he went doing acid for the first time in his life. Mm. Hilarious. You have to watch it on YouTube. Mm. It's funny.
So back to the lube, just so that we can finish that.
Consistency
yeah,
lube.
You should go to his website and figure out what it's like.
Does it look like cum too? That's fucking
gross. I don't know. He's been giving it out for free. Or you know, as part of a contest. Well, his new contest.
He's not coming to Las Vegas.
Coming to Las Vegas?
Got it.
But his next one is that for people who call.
Someone's being murdered.
Every time you call in to guess the musical of the week, you get your name put into a drawing for a bottle.
Straight Cam Lube and Spunk Lube?
Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube. Yep.
We are not being paid by them.
Well, they're still supporting the show.
Ew!
So anyway, you should go listen to Stater Sphere to hear more about this this lube. And actually, his show is nice. So,
oh,
it's very snotty.
But who knows? He told me that the only reason I called in was because I want the bottle. And I was like, I don't
Here's
know about that.
Josh's. Size of lube.
Oh, a gallon of lube.
Actually, that's real cum that he's collected.
Disgusting. And especially,
wait, you're gonna come. Hold on. Here, yeah. In here.
I mean, come
in
on.
Here, please.
Especially since he likes the foreign boys. Uh-huh. I don't think a collection of curry cum, kimchi cum,
jalapeno cum
are really all gonna mix well.
Jesus doesn't think so either. Did you hear that?
Mm. I just thought that we
I'm
heard
just kind of grossed out by the whole.
I just thought that we heard our neighbors, you know, the kids screaming, and then we're just talking about cum really loudly with our windows open. Hi, neighbors.
So, what else we have to talk about? Mars. Want to talk about Mars?
Mars.
I think those pictures are amazing, and I'm really happy that it was successful.
I read a news article that there's a company either in China or France or somewhere outside the United States. That they actually want to put a human colony on Mars by 2042, and it's going to be 41 people that could be picked from the lottery around the world, and then those 41 people are going to go to a training camp, and then out of those 41, 10 people are going to be sent to Mars to live. But when you go, you can never come back. It's like your final destination.
Yeah,
I would totally do it.
Well, because that's the problem. One, they don't know how they can get someone there. Mm-hmm. You know, because life for food.
Well, I guess they're working on that. That's why they said 2042. Right.
But it is correct. Whatever. And that was, you know, whoever goes will never be able to come back. And there was an interesting article talking about that whole, you know, that's one of the biggest issues with it. Oh, there's a whole NPR interview too. Because a lot of people have some morality issues revolving around, you know, a person. You know, you're basically sending someone to die. Even if it is
for they know it.
Even if it is for the greater good. You know, but some people then could have could try to have an ethical argument about that. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting, you know, how, you know, would you be able
to totally do it?
You'd be able to say goodbye to everything and everyone and be by yourself on a planet.
Well, you'd have 10 other people with you. But you never know. You still. Well, I wouldn't be able to procreate, but I mean, I guess I could if I needed to. But it would be cool if you were a part of that history thousands of years from now, when people were actually living on Mars, and you are one of the first 10 people that lived there.
I wonder if they're going to try to get, if anyone, they're going to try to see if they can get them pregnant in there.
I'm sure they'll try to live as much as they can, as, you know, the same as they do on Earth. They just can't go outside, I guess. Or they'll like start going crazy, like on that movie. What's it? Red. What was the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Where they're on Mars and he goes out into the air and he's like,
oh, that's Total Recall.
Oh, is it Total Recall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking that's something else?
No, because, you know, remember, they're have like living in a colony under an air dome, yeah, and then he finds
They're fighting over the air, right?
Yeah, but he finds some super Martian technology that basically creates a breathable atmosphere.
Mm. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Anyway.
I need to watch that again, I guess.
There are a lot of good movies coming out. I'm very excited.
I do want to see the Oz one. That looks really good.
Very excited. I want to go see the new Taken.
Taken?
No, that looks interesting.
What is it about?
Being taken.
Like kidnapped?
Yeah.
Liam Neeson. I think the first movie was that his daughter gets kidnapped.
Right.
And she's in Rome?
I think so. And then he ends up going and tries to find her, but he's like a big badass.
Oh, so it's like a sequel to the original?
Him, okay. His daughter.
I kind of wanted it to be called Taken Again.
Him, his wife, and his daughter are overseas.
Istanbul.
And they take his wife.
Why? Is he like some diplomat or something?
This time they're taking his wife because the guy who's orchestrating it is basically the father to like half the people he killed in the first movie to try to find his daughter.
So this is totally a real situation.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah, yeah. It could be a very realistic situation aside from the fact that he is able to go over there and like kill people like this. But the first one, it was just a random occurrence. Her, like the daughter and a friend of hers, they arrived in the airport and they met this guy and they took her, he took them to the place they were staying at, but he was involved in the whole kidnapping thing. So they got there and blah, 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 blah. And then Liam Neeson's character went over there, killed a bunch of people, got his daughter back. And now it's happening again. And the father of everyone, like Waylon said, that he killed is wanting
revenge.
He's
on a mission.
So the other movie that I think really looks cute is Hope Springs. And it's the movie with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones and Steve Carell, where Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee are, they go to couples therapy and like sex therapy. And they basically learn to like want to have sex with each other again. And like it's old couple and sex and...
And what does Steve Carell have to do with it?
He's a therapist.
He's a therapist.
Oh, he's a therapist.
And apparently, when like I watched him on The View the other day, they were talking about how there's a really uncomfortable yet sweet scene that you also never thought you'd ever see, which is all about Meryl Streep trying to orally please Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh.
Awkward. That looks good. The new Bourne movie looks good.
I haven't seen any of those.
I saw the first one, but I haven't seen...
Oh, the Bourne movies are so nice.
It's not even the same person anymore, right?
No, but it makes perfect sense if you watch the trailer.
Oh, okay.
It's another person from the program, but someone who's bigger and stronger than Jason Bourne. So I'm going to... By the time this comes out, it'll be too late anyway, I think, but to Indianapolis this weekend to see my BFFs and to... celebrate the birthday of one of our listeners, David in Indianapolis. Happy birthday.
Now, is he listener first, friend second?
No.
Or is he always friend first, listener second?
He only is listening to the show because he's a friend of mine.
So he has to.
Well, he was friend first before he became a listener. Right. Mark was a listener.
He was.
And then became a friend.
That is very true.
I think that's where that whole thing came from.
No, he's just... a friend second all the time. No, I'm just kidding.
Out of your mouth.
Whatever.
Remember, we're not going to talk about such things. There are taboo topics now on...
Cock, bleeding the pussy monkey. Is fine.
That's fine.
Mark being second, like a friend second.
Cherry.
There are, and I can. Should we list the other ones that are? Should we list what the no go zone is? Because I think it could be kind of fun. So
wait, right, ready? Be expected to hear beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Listeners,
or my typical.
What do you think is on our do not talk list?
The dinosaur.
Or the sheep. Lately, I've been doing the sheep.
So, listeners, what do you think our do not talk list is? And do not be a pussy and put it in a private message to Ricky. I want you to tweet it. I want you to put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, do it.
And we need more people with drag names. Though I have to say,
we do need drag names.
I don't know though. If Joe and Dallas, his are pretty.
Anticipation.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
That would actually be good even with my nun gear on too. Mm-hmm.
Auntie.
Those were some good names, and we want some more because they make us laugh. Mm-hmm. And when we laugh, we feel good. And when we don't laugh, we don't want to do this show anymore. Right? There's no laughing.
True. Well, these last two shows are going to be a mental break for you because they've been a little boring.
Right? They are. They're kind of boring. Sorry, real life set in.
Maybe it's because we're all... full because I made you dinner tonight.
And we're tired and we have sausage inside of us.
Oh, and we also ate pork.
We also ate too.
Yes, right. It's like, I like you and all, Ricky, but my sausage is not inside you. And neither is yours inside me.
We were a triad at one time.
A non-sexual triad.
Well...
We just
no. We were a non-sexual triad, but we were totally all cheating on each other.
We just take.
That's what everybody says.
We just take.
No.
Half naked pictures in bed the morning after.
The morning before Pride 48 too.
Right.
Which I'm really surprised you guys didn't get sick, because remember I was sick when we got to that hotel. Mm-hmm. That we stayed there for.
I don't think that you're when you were there. You had like strep throat and stuff quite yet. Mm-hmm. Because
this year is not fucking happening.
Because your sickness when you were at Pride 48 was not the general, I've got strep throat side effects.
Yeah.
I have fever.
Generally, when you have strep throat, you're not shitting yourself. You're not.
That's because I had a 5-pound bag of kale before I went to Vegas.
In one sitting.
In one sitting.
Yeah, I think we're all going to take some insulin this year for those large
drinks.
Those large frosty drinks in the lobby.
We didn't get checked in and we had one. That's going to be all. This year, I'm all out. I'm just going all out.
Balls to the wall.
Well, and if you remember correctly, the way we greeted our BFF and our roommate was she was in line and I took her over.
You did.
A drink.
She's excited. She can't wait to cuddle and hear you guys snore.
And smell the poop candle and hear the poop water.
I hope it's not that loud this year because that was scary.
How is it not going to be that loud? You heard it like from 3 floors away. Even when it wasn't us, you heard the rest of the building. Like,
maybe we should take some egg crate with us and then line the walls. Line the-
Housekeeping comes the next morning going,
right.
What the fuck?
I've never seen this. We got a phone call. We also should plug Pride 48.
Pride 48.
Well, why don't we play the bumper? I'll plug it in right here while you get the phone call ready.
Ready.
Not a thing. Dude, you could have just said, okay, pause for 1 second. You could have inserted the label file.
That's classy.
And then we could have went in.
That's classy. We don't do that.
You know why I didn't? Because that actually took up 30 seconds. Okay, here's the Pride 48 bumper.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
And not in the good way. Pride 48 2012 is coming to an internet near you. Live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, the luxurious Luxor Resort, and cities around the globe, Pride 48 2012 will be streaming across the World Wide Web September 14th through the 16th. Join us online or in person. Stay at the Luxor and Excalibur Resorts and take advantage of our special discounts using our exclusive discount codes. For all this information and more, log on to Pride48.com and be sure to mark September 14th through the 16th on your big gay calendar.
Ringling a ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call.
Fucking shit.
Hello, Foul Monkeys. It's JD in San Diego again. First, I'd like to say thank you, Ricky, for playing my phone call. And no, I'm not skinny. Okay, oh, I'm caught up to the latest, and I heard my phone calls before about my dilemma. I'll give you an update. First of all, I heard Mr. Leroy asking if he was brown or not. The guy I was dating was white.
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
Nice guy. And I was trying to see if he wanted to get together. And when he couldn't, and 20 minutes later was when he got the text of me sending my address to the Latino guy that I had been wanting to meet. And so, yes, it was very awkward because it was kind of obvious that what was happening, even though it wasn't explicit, it was just my address. But it was worth it because the guy from out of town, the Latino former Marine, way hotter than any of his pictures he sent. We had a great night, and it was, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. It was really worth it. And I did end up going out again with the guy I was dating, and probably it was a blessing in disguise that that happened because he didn't mention it, but I think I decided during that last time I saw him that I didn't want to go any further with it. I mean, he was really cute and nice and all. There's some red flags that I didn't notice before. But anyways.
Like his skin color.
I've kind of been dating somebody else also. And I really like him. And things are going well. And things are going well.
Way to go, Ricky.
I hope things are going well for all you guys in Chicago. Take care. And I will talk to you later. Oh, wait a second. I think Mr. Leroy's drag name should be Plan B Arthur. Okay. See you later. And engagement, engagement, engagement.
Plan B Arthur. That's a good one.
That's funny.
Yes, that is a pretty funny name.
Hilarious. That's the only call we have. No reviews.
And no emails today?
No emails.
Okay. No, I actually have one from Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
Did he said, it? Nope, I'm reading it right now. He said, it's from the website. It says, just wanted to congratulate Brad and Leroy.
Okay.
Have the same
oh.
partner for 17 Wait. Years. We thought about it, but that's as far as we got. We love each other. Once again, congrats. Oh, yeah. Hi, Recky. This is Dennis on the N, with one N.
Okay, so Dennis with one N, Brad and Leroy are the same person. So we mean Brad and Waylon,
or Bill and Leroy,
we love you. Or Bill and Leroy. We love you. And hey, you've been together with your partner for 17 years. You love each other.
Yeah.
You don't have to anything else to
no.
You don't have to do anything else to show that.
We don't know if we're going to do anything else to show it besides the yeah, hardware in my hand,
and soon to be mine too.
Mm-hmm.
Which yours will have more on it, right?
No, he doesn't want any.
You don't want to ring at all?
No, any blinds.
Oh. I was like,
He doesn't want any stones.
I'm not sure.
Yet. I do. I did.
I'm not sure if I want stones or not.
I expect more. I need to finish the carrot on the actual wedding day.
You should get one of those rings that's like the double knuckle ring.
Speaking of,
do you know how uncomfortable that would be? Like when you're typing and shit, it's hard enough now to get used to since this is kind of thick, large.
Oh yeah,
to carry bags and different things because it smushes.
The reason I say that is because when we went out to brunch, I think Josh had one on his hand.
Excuse me,
that was double finger, and I was like, "What the fuck is that on your hand?"
Please tell me he was. Please tell me he was also wearing one of his signature V-neck.
He was. He was
with a non-V-neck T-shirt
and his French shoes. It was a hot mess.
But was he wearing, though, his Kylie Minogue sweater?
No.
Oh, yes.
Speaking what were you going to say?
Jewelry. What is up with yours? Are you bringing turquoise back?
It's bling. Oh, I like this. It matches his shirt and it's cute.
I had this it's made for
me. It's pretty feminine.
I had it made for me.
It's not feminine, I don't think.
It's really cute. This is... I have one for Tony, too. We had it made. Don't quit your day job.
Talk in the microphone.
Don't quit your day job. Melanie, she made them.
Oh, yeah. I think it's really cute.
So,
actually, it
Brad.
Is. That's really nice.
What do you have to say about it now?
I said it was effeminate. I didn't say it was
not. I want one in orange or green.
She can do all of them. I think for Christmas, I'm going to have my sisters, one made each for them, and then maybe my mom made a necklace or something.
Looking at it closely, it is cool.
We need to pimp out these kind of things when our listeners do cool stuff on our website, on the friends of the
we
show.
We do. Melanie, do you want to be on our friend? You can be their first friend on there. You can showcase your jewelry, however you say it.
You can only be on there once you give us something.
I had to pay for this.
I know. I'm just saying, that's why, we have a photographer that needs to be on it because he took us
that's some very
fantastic
true.
Pictures for free.
But he probably doesn't even want to be the page.
I would disagree with that. He did say
maybe,
that he would love to
I think
do
the show might be
some same sex wedding photos.
Well, he might have the opportunity now in a park.
We actually well, funny you say that though. We did have a conversation of that if we ever actually had post engagement like official if we did like a the old school like announcements or whatever about giving him a call and going down and doing a studio session or having or paying him to do it, especially since, we need to throw some money his way. Mm-hmm. He did some amazing things for us last Christmas.
And he probably will this year, too.
Yes.
We got to think of our Christmas card now.
Which we're not going up to
after
Gurney for and then back down.
After we can do it all at one time. You can do your engagements, and then we'll all change into our big present boxes.
Yeah, we have to actually think about our Christmas cards earlier instead of the night before going to a thrift store and getting ugly sweaters.
Right.
And
although that was classic. And I didn't tell you guys this, but I sent the nun one to my old work.
Mm-hmm.
Was not happy that
they
I sent that card.
Really?
Were not happy. They thought it was tacky and disrespectful.
They actually told you that?
Yeah. My friend Samantha told me because she still works there. They were not happy with it. It was not displayed.
Oh my god.
We are a little tacky and quite disrespectful generally.
That's
I
funny.
Mean the Easter cheer, that is not disrespectful.
Actually, I think it's more disrespectful.
It's only more disrespectful because it was in a nun's outfit.
Or the fact that you are doing a cheer crucifying Jesus and die all within the same cheer.
It happens.
No.
All right, we gotta go. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is the Engaged Waylon.
And
I did it for you.
We will be back next week. I believe it's 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
Oh my god, live show. That means y'all need to participate.
You have to be there.
We need people in the room chatting away.
If you're on the West Coast, there's no excuse for you not to be there. I mean East Coast.
West Coast, yeah. You'll be working.
You'll probably still be at work.
We need people to listen and participate because we can just do a show, but then it's hard not to, we don't want to ignore those that are actually participating.
This is what we'll do. If we get there and no one's there in the room within the first 5 minutes when we start, we will stop and just do a regular show.
No, we're going to do a live show, even though
there's
no listeners.
People could come late.
I'm threatening them.
No.
I learned as a child when you threaten.
No.
Things get done.
No. Well, if you threaten, we're threatening that you're going to call our super listeners out on the carpet for not being present. We're just not going to do it.
All right. So we'll see you next Wednesday at 7.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have everything hooked up and everything's working. We can't play calls or anything, so I haven't figured how that. We're going to go to a class on Pride 48 to learn how to do that.
Are they still going to do the classes?
Yes.
Good.
So, okay, we're out of here. Bye.
Peace,
deuces. Peanut butter poop.
Engagement.
Spread it. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685. or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.